The entry fee is simple. It doesn't even have to do with what's in your pocket, or with what's coming out of your mouth or out of your head. There's no password. In fact, there's no way to get into this place or out of it without accepting a very simple condition. A very simple suite of conditionings. You step in the door. A profile is taken. The questions are slow, methodical, melodic. A calm, feminine voice pouring them to you from out of the shadows. And when it's done, a little green light comes on over the rustic little wooden door. It pulls itself open. And beyond, one sees a long, shining, scrubbed wooden corridor. One sees stalls left and right. One sees signage. But depending on the results of the test taken, the subtle questioning, the half-remembered things which are replaced here and there by groans or moans or, well, it is a sensual place. It is a place to relax. They advertise a guarantee. And they've never once had a genuine negative review of the experience. The stalls stretch ahead, some open, some closed, and depending on the results of the in-processing interview, different lanes will be open to each person. The little tag on the small wristband they gave you makes sure of that. The tags will not allow you to travel down any corridor which is unsuited for your interests. And of course, as your interests expand over time, and the repertoire of offerings expand over time, it becomes easier and easier to find new corridors. It is a line hundreds long, a vast facility. You're not entirely sure if you can see the end of the corridor, or if that is a fade to a darkening, graying hallway, a horizon within a structure. But immediately in front of you, and it is the way of things that these are immediately in front of you, a glistening green board over the door, in red-lined writing, says stud side, and one next to it says cow side. The corridor is empty. Somehow always empty, which is nice for privacy. But you know that when you open this door, stretching down to another horizon will be door after door after door after door, some open, some closed, and that you will pass into one, and through one, and whatever happens inside will be purgative, relaxing, the amelioration of some hunger, some need, something that you have left untouched and undone inside your own head. Something that is in the world, graspable, obtainable, to which you may subject yourself. If you are wary or unwary, you may find your way, somehow, in here, through your own hungers, to something you need. And the need rises. So much so you step forward, to choose a door, to pass through, to explore.